First and foremost, you need to have a Ghanaian passport or the NIA card. We call it the Ghana card. These two, yes.
Yeah, so if these two are not met, how can one qualify to meet the EC's requirement?
Alternatively, if you do not have any of these, meaning the Ghanaian passport or the NIA card, there's an opportunity for you to have two guarantors. And these guarantors must be registered voters who live in that particular area where you so decide to register as a voter. So you have an opportunity, window of opportunity, to have two guarantors.
There's currently a global coronavirus pandemic, and a lot of people are expressing concern that grouping people without any safety protocols could spread the disease or the virus. How is the Electoral Commission of Ghana managing the COVID situation during the ongoing voter registration process?
First and foremost, we did extensive publicity before the commencement of the exercise, and we indicated that we were going to put in safety measures right from the beginning of the process to the end. So before you go through the process, you are asked to wash your hands under running water with soap. You know, before you proceed, after checking your temperature with a thermometer gun, you are asked to proceed to wash your hands under running water with soap before you go on. And then you have the hand sanitizers being applied to your hands, and even before you leave the registration center. And then again, after you have placed your hands on the scanner, the scanner is disinfected or wiped. So we put in adequate measures. And then apart from all these, we marked the floor to ensure that we social distance from each other.
How will the Electoral Commission describe the conduct of this voter registration process so far?
People are very happy with the conduct of the exercise. And from our point of view, it's been very, very successful. And people have said that it's the best, you know, registration exercise we've had so far.
So has the Electoral Commission, in your view, been transparent with its dealings with stakeholders, including political parties and civil society groups?
Of course. The Electoral Commission engages all these stakeholders. We deem it a responsibility to meet with them from time to time, to explain issues to them, get feedback from them so we can be more transparent with them in our dealings, because we see them as our main stakeholders. So we deal with them virtually on a daily basis.
Some civil society groups and some opposition groups are saying that a section of the population in some regions are being prevented from registering to vote in the upcoming December 7 general election. When you hear such reports, how does the Electoral Commission resolve some of these concerns?
As far as we are concerned, we keep on keeping the enthusiasm of eligible applicants to come over to our centres to register. What we are not too sure is the accusations people are making, whether they are true or not. Because as far as we are concerned, we are rather encouraging qualified applicants to come over. And we've had reports also of some non-Ghanaians trying to cross over. And probably that is where they are met with stiff opposition from our security services. But so long as you're a Ghanaian citizen of 18 years and above and of sound mind, our doors are always open. So long as the registration is ongoing, we do not prevent anybody from registering so long as they are qualified. And let us also remember that there's division of labor. When it comes to security matters, we do not come in. We can only collaborate with the security services to make sure that there is law and order. We are playing a part effectively, and we are encouraging eligible applicants to turn up in their numbers so they can register.